with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. U.S. auto sales held steady in 2018, defying expectations. But Wall Street Journal reporter Adrian Roberts says there are still challenges ahead in the new year.
We're kind of at a tipping point in the industry, and I think the sales are telling. Things are strong so far, but 2019 could really be the year where things take a turn.
We'll have the details, but first, some other top stories we're following. Weak economic data and a downgrade from Apple on its quarterly revenue forecast dragged U.S. markets down on Thursday. The Wall Street Journal's Dan Gallagher says Apple is a company known for hitting its targets, and Apple's surprise cut has investors worried.
Because they took down their forecast just 2 months after they originally gave it is a sign that things changed pretty quickly for a company that was actually pretty good at knowing what it could do. I think that's the element that traders are working on here to say, okay, well, if things went wrong that quickly for Apple, what else might be coming down the pipe?
Shares of Apple fell 10% on Thursday after Chief Executive Tim Cook said in a letter to investors this week that revenue for the quarter that ended late last month would be about $84 billion, at least $5 billion less than the company had expected. Apple's downgraded revenue forecast rippled out to the wider market, dragging the Dow down 660 points, or 2.8%. The Nasdaq fell 3%, and the S&P 500 fell 2.5%. The swearing-in of the 116th Congress on Thursday brought several milestones, which include welcoming a record number of women elected to the House of Representatives. California Democrat Nancy Pelosi was elected Speaker of the House, becoming the first person to reclaim the gavel since 1955. She's the first and only woman to hold the speakership.
I'm particularly proud to be the woman Speaker of the House of this Congress, which marks the 100th year of women having the right to vote.
The new Congress is now split, with Democrats controlling the House and Republicans controlling the Senate. We're in the midst of flu season, and patients may want to pay closer attention to referrals from their primary care physicians. The Wall Street Journal spoke to some doctors who say they're facing pressure from hospitals where they work to give in-house referrals. Wall Street Journal reporter Melanie Evans says that can result in much higher costs for patients.
Based on the reporting, the best thing might be for a patient to ask a physician for a referral and just state that you'd like a referral regardless of employer. Just, you know, who are the best doctors, whether they work with you or work for a competitor.
For more, including cost comparisons, visit our website, WSJ.com. Finally, on Friday, we'll see the latest jobs data for the month of December. Still to come, auto sales hold steady in 2018. Despite predictions of a downturn, U.S. auto sales held steady in 2018, marking a fourth straight year where sales exceeded 17 million vehicles. But threats remain on the horizon as we begin the new year. Joining us now via Skype from Detroit is Wall Street Journal reporter Adrian Roberts. Adrian, we had major automakers, including General Motors and Ford, each reporting single-digit declines, and Fiat Chrysler reporting a double-digit increase. So mixed results, but give us a sense of the overall yearly picture for U.S. auto sales.
Right. So in 2018, we thought that was going to be the year that auto sales would drop off, and we had 7 years of uninterrupted growth following the recession. And it was finally, analysts were saying, executives were saying, this is the year that sales are going to finally start to decline and demand is going to go down to a more normal level. It's autos is a very cyclical industry. But what happened is sales stayed above 17 million, which we didn't expect. And now moving into 2019, we're wondering if something similar could happen this year and we could have a strong year.
These results, as you say, are better than expected, considering ongoing threats like trade tensions and for GM factory closures. A lot of these challenges, though, are continuing into the new year. So what are automakers most concerned about now? What are they expecting for 2019?
Right. So rising interest rates are probably one of the largest concerns, and that plays into affordability. So new vehicle prices keep going higher and higher, and it's not easy to get a loan, and even to lease a car, that's getting expensive. So what they're worried is that it's going to become more difficult for the average American consumer to go out and buy a car. But if the economy stays strong, which it will, what we see with low unemployment, there's a chance that 2019 could be strong as well.
Let's talk about some of those positive economic factors that could impact car sales in a good way. We have, as you just said, low unemployment, strong consumer confidence. So it's not all bad news.
Right. No, it's not all bad news. And the executives I've talked to, they're forecasting that 2019 might have at the high 16 million sales. So a little lower than what we're seeing. But they're all saying, you know what, if the economy stays this strong and we keep rolling out new products and the SUVs and the pickup trucks that consumers are really craving, we could see another year of 17 million.
Adrian, what else can we expect from U.S. automakers in 2019?
Well, I think the thing to watch is when GM announced the layoffs in November and that they were going to close several North American factories, that to us said that there's something stirring in the economy and they see some sort of downturn. So I think what we're watching for is more automakers to start stopping production at certain plants, extending downtime for their workers, and maybe we're going to see a few more plant closures or layoffs. So we're kind of at a tipping point in the industry, and I think the sales are telling things are strong so far. But 2019 could really be the year where things take a turn.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Adrian Roberts joining us via Skype from Detroit. Thank you so much, Adrian.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.